Hispanic Heritage Month runs September 15th through October 15th. But before I knew about that, I knew about these two ladies, co-hosts of KUVO's own Sunday afternoon extravaganza.
Sunday morning,
into afternoon. Yeah. Canción Mexicana, Deborah Gallegos and Yolanda Ortega. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
And congratulations. Felicidades. You were inducted into the Colorado Chicano Music Hall of Fame. How does that feel?
It feels great. It feels great, and more so because it was presented by Su Teatro, and it's, you know, you're one of your own. How many of us get to be kind of the hero or congratulated and recognized by your own people?
That's Yolanda Ortega. This is Debbie Gallegos.
Yeah. Yolanda, when the day that we received the award, Yolanda said one of the nicest things about it was being selected by our peers, which happened. Last year's awardees were on the committee, as well as being listed with all these great performers and institutions here in Colorado that have brought Chicano and Mexicano music forward into the 21st century. What, 22nd?
Are we 21st
century. But they might be here
for 21.
They might be here for 100 years.
Oh, no.
And enjoying KUVO in its 129th year of broadcasting. Deborah Gallegos and Yolanda Ortega, just inducted into the Colorado Chicano Music Hall of Fame and inducted as a pair. As a team, because you two have been singing together for a long time.
We've been singing together for 40 years, and quite frankly, that we started singing the moment we became friends. And I say that at one of the rehearsals, our first rehearsal at Su Teatro, Tony Garcia, who's the director, and was at that time, threw us into a room and said, okay, you two, we need you to sing this song and try some harmony. And Deborah and I didn't know each other. The first note that came out of our mouth was just perfect, and it was a perfect harmony. It hasn't changed since, and that was 40 years ago.
There are lots of pictures around with you two in your ponytails, and you have remained friends over time. And music and acting.
We met, I'd say, well, we were in our 20s when we met. And I will say the only thing that has changed is I think we could sing in the key of C and D a little bit better. And now we're really good in G and A. But Yolanda's right that that our blend just was magical. And then beyond music, We were able to create a friendship. We lived together as roommates right here in the East Side on 26th and Vine.
Hey.
I know. And along with a couple of other girlfriends, we had our kids all about the same time. We went, our careers grew and our acting. So I feel blessed.
Deborah Gallegos and Yolanda Ortega are two of the voices behind Canción Mexicana, Sundays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. But here's how they sound when they sing together.
Cuando lejos te encuentres de mí, cuando quieras que esté yo contigo, no hallarás un recuerdo de mí, ni tendrás más amores conmigo. Te lo juro que no volveré, aunque me haga pedazos la vida. Si una vez con locura te amé, ya de mi alma estarás despedida.
A dance party just broke out in Studio Flow.
Well, Boy, I tell you.
Why not?
Makes you want to go have an early drink. My goodness.
Go. Deborah Gallegos and Yolanda Ortega, what was that song about?
No volveré. Really, quite frankly, it's like, I'm not coming back.
That's,
you know,
what
one
I mean.
Ticket out of here. You have it.
Set
it's over.
Bartender, set them up.
Set up that tequila.
Yolanda is Spanish is Yolanda's first language, and although it was my mom and dad's, it wasn't my first language, and it is because of Yolanda's friendship and her and my and working together, our musical partnership, that I have learned how to sing in Spanish and understand not to smile when I'm saying somebody just broke my heart. So I give all of that to
you learned that one, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
You don't just sing songs of the heart, Canción de Corazón, right? But
right.
The protest songs, you've been
exactly.
activists
exactly.
as well. A word or two about that part of your
yeah.
careers.
You know, when you're blessed to have a talent, no matter what it is, I've always believed, and Deborah believes this too, that you use that talent to teach, to be a voice for those who have none. And we've, you know, in Su Teatro, we're lucky to perform on stage, and we were lucky to perform in the park and sing those songs that really talk and tell the story of how you know, how things just aren't right, you know, how we need to inform, we need to educate, and we need to, again, give voice to those who have very little. And it is it's kind of a tribute to the life we choose as well outside of singing and performing, getting involved in our community to make things better.
Deborah?
Yolanda and I continue to be, but we were even more active during the 60s and 70s with the United Farm Workers, for the student movements, and for civil rights, changes to our civil rights laws here in the United States. And so we found, along with many other activists, that out on a picket line, if you have a guitar and you have a song, you get people, yes. give people energy. And so on that long picket line, when people are there picketing in for the United Farm Workers, it makes it a lot easier if you got some songs and you can
rally.
Feel good about that.
Deborah Gallegos and Yolanda Ortega, they co-host Canción Mexicana Sundays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at KUVO. They sing together. You'll see them somewhere, perhaps on the wall at the Chicano Music Hall of Fame. But they also mentor and nurture young female singers and help them find their voice. If you would like to work with these ladies, you need to get in touch with them through suteatro.org, or you can leave a message here at KUVO.
All right.
That's right.
Ladies, thanks. And we'll see you on Canción Mexicana. Who's
you
on this
will.
Sunday?
I am.
All right.
Deborah's
on.
So listen to the great music.
10 a.m. this Sunday, Canción Mexicana.
Let's dance.
15.
Gracias.
You're most
gracias.
Welcome.
Hasta ver que mi alma ha formado un arroyo de unión.